Ice fishing in Wisconsin is growing in popularity year by year, and we want you to catch as many fish as possible. We'll be traveling around the Shawamigan Bay area to bring you up-to-date fishing reports each week. And now, let's get to our report. Getting set for our ice fishing report today, we're doing a special one. We're heading down to Drummond to talk to Aaron Peel, who is the head coach of the Drummond Ice Fishing Team.
Hello, Trevor. It's good to talk with you.
Is the head coach the right term to call you?
I guess you can say that, sure. We have a handful of dads that help out, but I'm the coordinator at the school.
So what do you guys do?
Well, we started the team about 6 years ago when ice fishing really got going in the state of Wisconsin. And we asked students that were interested at school if they wanted to fish. And they had a meeting with us, and we talked about different tournaments that were going on. There's an organization called WIFA, which stands for the Wisconsin Interscholastic Fishing Association. And they have a website called studentfishing.com. And they have a list of tournaments. So we looked at the tournaments in our local area and started from there, and it's just grown since then.
So do you guys get on after school every day to get some fishing in?
I wish we could practice every day, but many of the kids are involved in other after-school activities, so we try and limit it right now just to the weekend. So and most of the tournaments are on Saturday.
So you guys have been getting out to some of our area lakes. What have you guys noticed out there ice fishing?
The fishing has been, it hasn't been crazy good, but it's been pretty solid. We fished on Lake Nemecagon over the Christmas break. There was good ice there and a little bit of everything caught, mostly panfish, but there were a few northern and a couple of walleye. Crappie was good. And then this last weekend, we were on the Pike Lake chain. Ashland hosted a tournament, Pike Lake chain just south of Iron River, and the fishing was really good. I know Ashland caught a couple of really nice walleyes, and Drummond did pretty good catching panfish, especially bluegill. So, the ice was really good. I think with this week, with the weather that we've had, I think people will be driving out pretty consistently starting this weekend.
Speaking of that ice, what lakes have you been on lately, and what kind of ice conditions have you seen?
When we were over the break, there was actually a couple of vehicles that drove out on Nemecagon. I think it's pretty solid now in the areas of that lake. Granted, staying away from bridges, but other than that, I think it's pretty good. The Pike Lake chain was close. We spent most of our time on snowmobiles and UTVs, but I would have to think with this weather that it won't be long and people will be out there with regular vehicles.
When's your next tournament?
We're headed to Bruce this weekend. They've had a tournament on Amoquay Lake the last couple of years. Drummond team's been very successful there, so we're looking to go back, and hopefully this time we've taken second the last 2 years. We're hoping to maybe win it this year.
What goes into these ice fishing tournaments?
Well, from a coach's standpoint, one of the things we like to do is we go to a few tournaments just so I get a chance to see how the kids fish, and then obviously as they continue on in high school, we get a better idea of how they're doing. And then we create teams. Depending on the tournament, teams are sometimes between 4 and 10 members, and schools are allowed to have more than one team, and it's usually based on species. So the more species you catch, the better off. I guess the goal with that is to make kids more well-rounded fishermen and fisherwomen. So I think that's kind of the goal that they have for the tournament. So in Bruce, it's based on total inches, but then they also get bonuses for different species.
Okay, so when you guys head down there, you're going to try to catch everything and anything.
Yeah, what we do is we get out our lake maps from our different sources, and we look for holes in the lake, and we look for deep bars and places where the weed lines start, and we kind of go from there. And then we kind of split up the kids into groups, and they start in different areas, and if they're catching fish, they report back, and if they're not, we move to the next area. So the idea is keep moving until you find the fish.
I guess to bring it back locally, so you guys had the lake maps out when you were on Nemecagon and on that Pike chain. What kind of structure were you guys looking for the past couple of weeks when you did those tournaments?
Well, for both, in order to get northern, we were looking in the kind of the weed flats. So some of the spots that were good in Nemecagon were around Funny's Bay and then Junix Bay. Places that were 6 to 12 feet of water with a lot of weeds, that seems to be real good for the northern. In terms of panfish, it was the deep holes. We would start in the deepest water we could find, and then we would work our way until we found fish. The other thing that was successful just the last weekend on the Pike Lake chain was points. So we would look for points shooting off into the main body of water, and that's where the fish seem to be hanging out in about 15 feet.
This has been great. If people have more want more information about the Drummond Ice Fishing Team, what's the best way they can get that?
Well, we have a Facebook page called Drummond High School Ice Fishing. And that's a great one. The kids post pictures on there, and I try and update it as often as I can. The studentfishing.com organization, that's a website where they can just Google studentfishing.com, and it'll come up. And that kind of shows the whole state and the teams that are in the state and the tournaments that are being located. And I do know our good friends up in Ashland, Tom Westland, has a youth anglers website started that's kind of devoted to all the local areas around Schwamigan Bay. And that's been, he's just kind of gotten started with that, and that seems to be growing as we go.
All right, well, thank you so much for the time, and good luck this weekend down in Bruce.
I appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. We appreciate that.
That's been our Schwamigan Bay Ice Fishing Report. We'll have new ice fishing reports every Tuesday and Thursday on Heartland Communication Stations. If you are a guide and you want to be a part of our ice fishing reports, call Trevor at 715-682-2727.